And from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens posted a new video on social media on Wednesday that accused several national news outlets of intentionally reporting inaccurate accounts of a bill being debated in the current special session. He spoke about it yesterday after a bill signing, and St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis was there.
Greitens says he called the special session so lawmakers could pass a bill to protect pregnancy care centers, which discourage women from having abortions. He contends the centers could be hurt by a St. Louis provision that bars employers or landlords from discriminating against women who have had abortions, are pregnant, or use birth control. Greitens said he created the video to strike back at some outlets who he contends are, quote, lying by saying that the bill he supports also will curb women's rights to contraception.
There are a few specific liberal media organizations who actually printed fake news.
Greitens added that he did not attack Missouri news outlets, which he said at least tried to be accurate. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Central Missouri sheriff's official is accused of improper sexual contact with a woman he was transporting from a state prison late last year. Pulaski County Sheriff's Corporal Donald Sapp was charged on Wednesday in Morgan County with felony sexual conduct with a prisoner. Court documents allege Sapp was transporting the woman from a Chillicothe prison to Pulaski County when he touched her inappropriately, took nude photographs with his cell phone, and made her perform sex acts. Authorities say genetic evidence from the alleged incident were taken to a criminal lab, and Sapp's phone was found to have nude photos of the prisoner. Online court records do not show whether Sapp had an attorney. Missouri voters are flooding Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office with calls expressing concerns about his decision to give voter registration information to a national commission investigating alleged voter fraud in the 2016 elections. Ashcroft's spokesperson, Mara Browning, says his office received, quote, literally hundreds of calls about the issue this week. She told the Columbia Daily Tribune that many callers are concerned the commission will get their Social Security number and voting history. But Browning says Missouri will provide only information showing that the voter participated in an election, not how they voted. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens blames what he calls the, quote, Ferguson effect for the rise in police shootings in the state and elsewhere. The governor on Thursday signed into law a measure creating a blue alert system meant to swiftly notify the public about police who've been wounded while on duty. He said the law was in response to recent high-profile shootings in the St. Louis area.
As part of the Ferguson effect, what's happened is that law enforcement officers haven't felt like they've been supported by their communities. They don't feel like they've been supported by their elected officials, and they haven't been out engaging in communities in the way that they used to.
Some legal experts and public officials say it's not about Ferguson, but instead the lack of jobs and tensions between police and citizens. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has ordered a temporary end to the use and sales of products labeled for agricultural use that contain the herbicide dicamba, effective immediately. The state has received more than 130 complaints this year from farmers who say the chemical has drifted onto their lands and damaged their crops. The Agriculture Department said in a news release today that the drift has allegedly damaged thousands of acres of crops, and the majority of damage has been reported in southeast Missouri. The order says all on-farm applications of products containing dicamba must cease immediately, and Agriculture Department Director Chris Chin says the order is temporary until the makers of the products, researchers, and farmers can decide how to resume operations of the chemical this growing season with agreed-upon conditions. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.